95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again on WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner. Coming to you live from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than six decades, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. We will be talking to each of the city hoop coaches about this week in boys basketball. But first, before we continue, here's the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. On Tuesday, Lakeview defeated Gull Lake 58-56. Harper Creek earned its first win of the year and beat Sturgis 47-41. Penfield lost in overtime at Charlotte 66-60. And Battle Creek Central lost to Loy Nork 75-59. On Thursday, St. Phil hit the court for the only time this week and lost to Colon in a key early league game between the two favorites in the conference. Colon won that game 77-73. Also in that conference, Climax Scots got past Athens 47-33. Last night, in our game of the night in the Inquirer, Battle Creek Central, who was starting two freshmen and two sophomores, and that young group came up and had a big win and beat Mattawan in league play 55-52. Harper Creek climbed to 2-2 with two wins this week after starting the season 0-2, and they beat Jackson Northwest in Interstate 8 conference play 53-46. Penfield got up big early and handled Parma Western 65-54. And Lakeview lost in overtime to St. Joe 80-68. In other area games from Friday, Marshall beat Coldwater in a key early Interstate 8 conference game 56-44. Gillsboro Augusta beat Black River 75-43, and Mendon beat Bellevue 71-36. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this commercial. This is Coach's Corner on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
That's Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our first coach of the morning, Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
St. Phil got on the court only once this week. You guys played a midweek game on Thursday, and you played one of your rivals in the league. You guys are defending champs in the league, and you have your eyes on trying to defend that championship. And Colon's one of the teams that's probably going to be in your way with a good group coming back, and they came away with a 77-73 win at your place. Talk about that game and how that kind of went.
Yeah, you know, 77 points. Nobody ever wants to see that many points get scored up on them. So that was a huge issue for us. I mean, we've been changing a lot with the defense this year, and so it's just kind of getting guys more comfortable in it. And so we were running some stuff in the first quarter, and then we got a little bit of foul trouble with Jackson, our best guard, and we had to go back to our zone, and they were already torching our man to man, and then they torched our zone, and so we had to go right back to man to man. And yeah, no, we couldn't stop much that night. And so just getting the guys to buy into the defense, and everybody learning everything and starting to execute is a big thing for us. I mean, we have the three seniors, but we're still a very young group, and we expect mistakes like this early on in the year. So our goal is to hold teams less than 50 points, and Thursday we came quite a bit short of that, and so we'll get back in the gym and we'll get better from it.
You have those three seniors, and everyone knows, especially everyone in your league knows what they can contribute, but you're playing freshmen otherwise. Are teams trying to focus on that and try to take advantage of that youth that way, try to take the seniors away and make you guys beat them with their freshmen?
Definitely. We noticed it big time against Concord. They were really trying to force the ball out of our seniors' hands, the triples' hands. And then on Thursday night, you could definitely tell that they were putting all of their emphasis on the triplets. And so we did get some scoring out of the freshmen, which was that was a nice thing about it. So we did have, none of them had more than 3 or 4 points, but it was still quite a few of them got on the board. So yeah, I feel like every time one of them tries to, one of the triplets tries to drive into the lane, they're almost building a wall in the middle trying to prevent any dribble penetration at the rim. So, you know, just navigating through that and getting guys more comfortable in the offensive sets that we run. You know, it's early in the season with a new group, and so you know, it's just a learning process right now.
Yeah, and I know you think there's a lot of talent in that freshman class, so you're excited about that going. So there's gonna be some growing pains there, and you just feel like they're just gonna be coming along, and it's not gonna be an issue later on. But right now, you guys are trying to learn as you go, right?
Yeah. Me and my assistant Blake Shaw, who Lakeview's former girls coach, we were talking about it yesterday with the defense. It's like, we almost got to give these guys a couple weeks to a month before we can really start to hound them on mistakes, because they're learning and everything is fresh to them. And so we can't expect them, the young guys especially, we can't expect them to retain it, throwing stuff in one day and then the next day they're being in. We can't necessarily them to retain it right on the fly like a veteran group would be. So we're going to practice some patience with them, which is fine. I mean, I saw a lot of great positive plays out of the freshmen. Saw a big offensive rebound late in the game by Ryder Weiss, who came in. He's going to be a stud on defense. His lateral quickness is amazing. But he made a great offensive rebound. But he turned the ball over, and you know, I was in the moment, I was disappointed about the offense, about the turnover, but I was so much more proud of him getting in there as a freshman and getting that offensive rebound late in a crucial game, that I'm like, I'm going to take the positive way more than that turnover, because that's a young kid who didn't play a whole lot until the fourth quarter because we called him in there for offense defense, and he went in there and stuck his nose in there and got a great offensive rebound. So stuff, just plays like that, seeing winning plays like that from the young group is very encouraging.
Jackson Deswick did get his. He had 39 points last night, or Thursday night, and then Carter Deswick had 13, Lincoln had 10. You ran up against a Colon team that's added a little firepower this year. Quincy Blair is a transfer, came in for them and
he torched us.
29 points. He's a big advantage, a big adage for Colon, and that's going to make them a little bit tougher in the league. Dalton Williams, their MVP from last year, is back, and he had 19. So getting that extra firepower for Colon, that's going to make them a little bit tough coming through the season, right?
Yeah, I think when we did our preseason show, I did not know Quincy was at Colon. I thought he was at Burroughs. So when I got to see that they scrimmaged Penfield and got to see Quincy was on the court in Colon jersey, I was a little surprised. So yeah, they have Quincy and they have Dalton and then they got Brennan Morrell, and so they got a big three front, like they're 6'3", 6'4". So that was kind of tough, and their size is not the slowest either. Quincy's a quick kid. Dalton, he's got some good moves, and so you know, trying to throw a man-to-man against them was you know, I still feel like man-to-man's the best matchup against a team like that. I mean, I think man-to-man's are going to be our identity this year. It's just learning.
You guys are back at home this week. A couple home games. You have Maple Valley coming up next, and then Mendon playing a couple games at Sheila Guerra Gymnasium again this week to get things going. What do you know about Maple Valley early on, and what are you guys expecting?
Yeah, I got a chance to take a peek at Maple Valley last night playing Union City, since we have Union City in a week, so it was a nice little double scout. Union City, I mean, Maple Valley, they like to push the pace. They got a good guard. They got a couple good guys around the starting lineup, so they like to play fast, so we're going to definitely try to do a little transition defense work today. I noticed on Thursday that in film that we were crashing too many bodies on the offensive glass, leaving out some leaks on the back end, so we're going to try to fix that and prevent them from trying to get out and run. But for the most part, that's the one big takeaway I got from them last night, is they like to push the pace.
Another Monday, Thursday week for you.
Oh, we play Tuesday, too.
Oh, dude. Okay, I don't have that on my schedule. So what do you got? You got Maple Valley on Monday?
Maple Valley Monday, Bellevue Tuesday, and Mendon Thursday.
On Thursday. All right. Well, might as well get them all in there.
Yeah.
That's good for the kids. They don't have any practice, and they just get to play games. So that's fun for them, I guess.
You know, no better way to learn than on the fly.
All right. Well, a big week for St. Phil. A busy week for St. Phil, and see – how things are going by the end of the week and see where you stand. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week as we get back together. Yep.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to our girls. Great big win last night.
Yeah, the girls are playing well. And those young kids, are, I mean, they've had a couple years experience now. And Addie Diswick again had another big game for them. And Quinn also, Diswick, had a great game for St. Phil and got a big victory. So it's all going good for St. Phil Fighting Tigers right now all the way around. So thanks, Coach, for coming in. We'll catch up with you next week. We'll be back over here with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Apply.
95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Durant Crum of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Real good. Battle Creek Central split a pair of games. They had a real nice win last night at the Fieldhouse playing Mattawan, and that came after a game earlier in the week against Loy Norix. Let's talk that in order there. We played the Loy Norix and came up a little bit short and lost 75-59 against Loy Norix. Loy Norix was undefeated at the time. Your young group continues to play well, and they did so that night. Lee Campbell, your sophomore, had 20 points. You had a freshman, Damani Spraggins, had 14. Another freshman, Aaron Williams, had 9. And we're going to talk a little bit more about your young group in the other game also, but you're just getting great contributions from your young team, even in a loss. So even in a loss, with those guys getting some experience and learning, the process continues there for the Bearcats. Is that right?
Yeah, Bill. Loy Norix was really, really physical and athletic and played really strong, and it was a good measuring stick for our young guys to get a chance to go up against what varsity competition is going to bring night in and night out. But, you know, I think that they did good. They're learning, they're listening, they're working pretty hard. So we're pretty pleased that we were able to at least feel like we were in the game and accomplishing some of the things that we wanted to.
How did that Loy Norix game kind of go early? Was that the game where you guys were in the game for most of it and they kind of pulled away in the second half, or how'd that kind of go?
Yeah, pretty much the first half we were able to stay relatively close. I don't know, they might have had a 7-8 point lead at halftime. The second half, they were able to get what they wanted to get out of their stuff. We played well, though. We played well. Being young, there's just a lot that we still have to go through as far as the learning curve.
In that kind of situation, you're in a closer game at halftime, and then things kind of get away a little bit in the second half, and you have a young group. There's only so many timeouts you can call. Is that what you're kind of trying to get the guys together and make sure they stick together and stay in those games? But they don't have that kind of experience to kind of lean on right now to know what to do.
No. We're still working on. I mean, we do a lot of our teaching and work in that area during practice. But, you know, game time presents another element because you really have to be able to put it all together. And so we're working on that.
Well, we turned the page, and we had a nice crowd last night at the Fieldhouse with Mattawan in town, and a boy-girl doubleheader, and Battle Creek Central swept those two games. The girls got a win over Mattawan, and the boys got a victory over Mattawan themselves, 55-52. And it was a game that your young Bearcats came up big again, and it was nice to see how you guys got down a little early, but then you guys went on a surge in the second quarter and then rode that momentum the rest of the way. And you got to like how the guys didn't get down early, and they kept going and then got that lead and then built on it.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get them to understand that there's going to be obstacles night in and night out, you know, in the league and even outside of the league. You know, guys coming out of eighth grade and, you know, they got a pretty decent skill set. The thing we like most about our young guys is they're listening and they're working pretty hard. So if we can keep doing that, we talk about making progress daily. And, you know, the games are almost like tests in school. Yeah. You know, you have to prepare for the test and get yourself as best prepared as you can and then go out and do what you do. So, yeah, we're pretty pleased right now. They're doing a pretty good job.
That win last night brought you to 2-2, which is halfway to last year's win total already when you guys were 4-15. So that's a good sign and got things going. And getting that taste of victory has to be something that's great for the guys to kind of lean on early and find some of that success. Lee Campbell Jr. had another big game as your sophomore, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 steals. Another sophomore, Mylon Nwari, had 14 points and 6 rebounds. And another freshman pops his head into the box score there. Braylon McCoy had 10 points, 5 rebounds, 5 steals. You started 2 freshmen and 2 sophomores in that game last night, and you've been doing that most of the year. That is something that you're going to be able to build on. You had a, like we said, you started slow, and then you had a, Campbell Jr. had a layup tied it at 16-16. Then you guys went on a 9-0 run with 7 of those points coming from Campbell, go up 20-16 with 2 minutes left in the half. And then in the second half, you guys came out and you forced 4 turnovers in the first 3 minutes of the second half, and you were able to get the lead up to double digits after a free throw by freshman Damani Spraggins. You guys talked about picking up the pressure a little bit at halftime or using that a little bit more in your press and get those turnovers. Is that key?
Yeah, well, that's how you have to play when you're small. I mean, you gotta try to apply the pressure that you can apply and see if you can force the opponent's hand a little bit. And it worked for us better in the second half. I don't know how early we went to it in the first half, but in the second half, we were able to get, force their hand a little bit, turn them over. And then the big part about that is being able to convert once you turn your opponent over. So we were finishing pretty good. Lee Campbell's been really, really good for us carrying offensive load. But it's good to see some of the other guys, show up too. And it's not only in the column of points, as you mentioned earlier. Braylon McCoy is doing a good job of getting in there, and he's only 5'10", but he gets in there and rebounds. Mylon Nwari, being a sophomore and getting 5-6 rebounds. It's by committee, and they're doing pretty good right now.
And you're going to need that because, like you said, you guys aren't very big, and then Mattawan did bring some size. Most of their size was from the outside. Their shooting guards were tall, but getting those group rebounds of that your size is going to be key. You had that lead, which was about 8-10 points most of the second half, and you're still up 51-43 with 2 minutes left, and then Mattawan came crawling back, and they actually got the game back down to 2 points with less than 15 seconds left. But your guys held on, and you might not see that all the time with a young group, but they held that composure, and how nice was that to see?
Well, it was good that that the clock ran out and we still were 2 points up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's just a matter of them, the younger guys, really just not knowing how to close out a game. We were still trying to do things that we really didn't need to do in the last 3 minutes, I'll say. Just not taking care of the ball, being a little rushed. But those are all mistakes that youngsters are going to make. But we're feeling pretty good and like the fact that we at least came out with the win. A little shaky down the stretch.
So heading into next week, you guys are back at home again. You started the season with 5 straight home games, and you're going to play Parchment on Tuesday. Then your first road game comes up on Friday at Portage Northern. A lot of home cooking early. Let's talk about what it's going to be like when you have to go on the road with this young group to begin with. That's a different animal sometimes.
Yes. So we'll find out, or they'll get a chance to find out how life is on the road. Been a little comfortable, I think, to our advantage. It's been good that we've had the first four games at home, and counting the one coming up Tuesday, 5. But they're going to find out Friday what it's like to travel and go to what sometimes we refer as hostile territory. So we'll see what that brings.
We'll look forward to talking about that next week, talking about maybe a couple more Valkyrie Central wins and when we get together. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on 95.3 WBCK.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our next Coach of the Morning. We're here with Coach Robbie Hatton of the Penfield Panthers. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
I know you're at practice this morning, so we won't hold you up too long. But Penfield had a couple big games this week, and started out with a game on the road at Charlotte, and found yourself in a tussle there, and you fell a little bit short in overtime. You lost 66-60. That Charlotte gym is always a tough place to play in, and then it's a tough game to get on the road. Talk about that game a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we wanted this game on the road. Anybody that's played at Charlotte knows what you're going to get. You know, you're going to get some home cooking, and, you know, the gym is tough to play in, and we had a lot of adversity. You know, we didn't, you know, the fouls were not in our favor, and, you know, and we got into some foul trouble early, so we had to work through that. And, you know, I think our kids battled really hard, and for us to get that game into overtime, you know, maybe with the adversity that we had, showed a lot of fight for us. You know, it was a good game. We had a battle back there at the end to force overtime, and you know, in overtime it just, we didn't get some things to go our way, but you know, it was a good effort from our kids.
Yeah, you trailed in the fourth quarter. Talk about what you did to kind of get back, and who hit some key baskets there in the end of regulation to get it in overtime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they had a pretty good game plan. You know, they were, you know, doubling Johnny every time he touched the ball. They face guarded Cal. You know, they were daring our guards to shoot, and you know, Tommy Wright made a couple nice cuts, but what got us back was really just using our high-low game, you know, getting the ball to Johnny in the post and kind of letting him do his thing, and then, you know, and everybody else just cutting and feeding off of that. So that was kind of what got us back, you know, and then Dre Bailey made a nice layup, you know, with 11 seconds left to tie it in regulation, and then, you know, obviously in the overtime we didn't keep that going, but.
Johnny Lake had 26 points in that game. Peyton Merlington has been playing well for you this year with more playing time, 17 points, and non-conference loss at a tough place to play on the road. And then that set up a game at in the league where you took on Parma Western, and you guys got up big on them and then held on at the end. And as they kind of came back maybe with your seconds in there, as you won 65-54. Penfield led 63-38 with 5 minutes left, and then coasted to the win. Talk about getting that victory in the league and getting back on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have some goals for our team this year, and obviously our number one goal is to win conference outright this year. And you know, I told the kids after the Charlotte loss, I said, you know, our goals don't change. We can, you know, we still want to win league, we still want to win a district, we still want to win a region. You know, that's our goals from day one this year. And you know, the Charlotte loss didn't do anything for it. And, you know, unfortunately we couldn't practice Wednesday because of the snow and the ice. And then, we got after it Thursday, and it was probably the best practice we've had in the 2 years I've been here. You know, and we really got after it, and that translated into Friday's game. You know, we started really well, and our second quarter was probably the best quarter of basketball we've played in a long time. You know, our defense was all over the place, and offensively, we were moving it, swinging it. Everybody was getting contributions, and we looked really good.
Johnny Lake came up big for you again. He had 23 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 assists. Calvin Payson's had 16 points and 5 rebounds, and Peyton Merlington added 11 points and 5 rebounds. And that's been your big three this year. Those guys seem to be in the scoring columns a lot. I know you're getting a lot of contributions from others. Talk about some of those other guys who have come up big for you this year so far.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our team doesn't run the way it runs without our guards. You know, Brady Conley, Dre Bailey, Tommy Wright, that's a three-guard rotation we have right now. And, you know, they're running our press extremely well. You know, they're flying around, you know, making sure our offense is flowing. And, you know, yeah, they may not get it on the scoreboard, but they're contributing so many other ways. That's kind of what makes us whole.
Now you have a big week in front of you here. The good thing is that they're both games at home. The bad thing is it's hitting the tough part of your schedule, but it's something you guys are, I know you're excited about, you're looking forward to. You have a week with the two teams that you tied with the league title with last year, or with Harbor Creek. You tied them in the conference championship. Then you also have Marshall. You have Marshall first on Tuesday, and then Harbor Creek on Friday, a big Interstate 8 conference week for Penfield Panthers. Talk about the excitement around the program with that week ahead of you.
Yeah, the Harper game is actually Thursday. They moved it to Thursday because of the holidays. So, yeah, I mean, it's a short week, and, you know, we're excited. You know, I told our kids, you know, right away, I'm like, when we got our schedule for the league, I was like, this week is very big for us. Kind of sets the tone going to Christmas break, and, you know, it's a big week. All three of us won yesterday, and, you know, is those three teams are going to battle it out all year. And then also, you know, we have a tough league. There's other teams that are going to battle it out as well. But, you know, when we look at our first week, it's definitely, we were excited to play Parma, Marshall, Harper right away and, you know, and see where we stand up.
Be exciting week to talk about Penfield Panther basketball next week when we get back together. I appreciate you, Coach, calling in, and we'll get back with you next Saturday when we get back together. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, sir.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WPCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Matt Bowling of Harper Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Harper Creek had a real nice week, a real bounce-back week for the Beavers. You guys started the season 0-2, then you came back and took care of business and evened things up right away, and now you're back to 2-2, which is nice to see. And that's kind of what we talked about in the preseason. That's, this young group is going to be up and down, and you're going to learn as you go. But a lot of learning this week, and you guys got a lot of stuff accomplished.
Yeah, we made some adjustments at the defensive end, and those paid big dividends for us this week. Then we also made some things, some adjustments offensively, and those paid off as well. So it was nice to see some of the things that we've worked on come to fruition, and we had a pretty good week overall.
We started off with game on the road at Sturgis. You guys came up with a 47-41 to get your first win of the season. And Maddox McCarty at 9 points, Silas Lutzky at 8, and Broderick Hanger at 7. A couple of names in there that we haven't seen before. And I know that's kind of what you were looking for, to get some more contributions from elsewhere on your roster.
Yeah, it was nice to see those guys step up. I mean, the first group down in Sturgis were rock solid defensively, but boy, did we kind of struggle a little bit offensively with some things. Just seeing the ball go in was difficult for us. Not that we took bad shots or took poor shots, but the shot selection was improved. The ball movement was decent. It just, the shots weren't going. And then our second group went in and did a very good job defensively and offensively. Really, they turned them over and got out in transition and did some really good things for us. And those two guys were a big part of it. And Silas, was his hands were all over and in the passing lanes and got out and did some good things for us in transition. So that second group kind of carried us offensively on Tuesday night, which was good to see. That hopefully brings them confidence, and we have more confidence now as a group within each other. So that was really nice to see. And then a good road win down there against Keith and Sturgis.
How'd that game kind of go early? Like you said, you guys maybe struggled a little bit earlier, but then by halftime, were you guys up, or did you get
it
more
was,
of the second half game?
Well, it would no. It, I mean, we started out kind of slow, but we were up, and then we made some substitutions, and then that group broke it open, and then they kind of went on a little run right before half, and then we broke it open again. They ran it back. I think they may have been tied it or been 1 or 2 point possession. And then, we pulled away from there, and, the experience of our guys that we have, we leaned on them a little bit. But again, in that third quarter, our seconds did a great job. Keeson Trevino handling the ball, making decisions, did a good job and made some buckets and got us in spots. And, that I wanted to close with that with the older group, and they did, and they did a nice job. So it wasn't the prettiest game, but it was what we needed, and did a good job with it, and we were really good on the glass too. So I was pleased with how that all played out. So we had to earn it.
Well, you do have the seniors on your roster that you talk about that experience, but they don't have a ton of playing experience on the floor. They were role players. So when you see that group close out a win like that, and then it is a young group still in terms of on-court experience, boy, that's got to feel good to see that, that's already coming together a little bit, right?
Yeah, that was, it was like I said, that was the real positive part about Tuesday, is that experience, and those guys got to, they played a good chunk of the game. Our ones sat a little bit, and to see this kind of pull together and come through, that was good. And I think it also lit a little fire under our first group of those seniors a little bit too, and it was good.
So you took that momentum into Friday night last night, and got into conference play, and you beat Jackson Northwest 53-46. Maddox McCarty had a season high 23 points. As you guys climb back to 2-2, Dylan Ebersole had 16 points, and you guys opened the defense of your conference with a victory there. And boy, riding that momentum into another game—you don't know—you don't know if that's always going to happen. But you had to feel like that was part of it last night.
Well, we talked about—you know—we needed to get Friday. It was a big game because it was a league game, and then try to—you know—go on a little run with it. But yes, we had a little bit of a slow start. Had good looks, but our defense was solid again. I think we were down 11-4 after one. But we just battled and battled and battled, and we were down one or up one at the break. I can't quite remember. But it was a physical game, and we didn't press and try to make it as up-tempo as we normally would, because I felt like they couldn't – they were struggling in the half court, and we made it more of a half-court game, and that was good for us. And then we started hitting some shots, and we ran through some stuff, and we've been expecting some things from Dylan, and we've been expecting some things like that from Maddox. And I've felt really good for those two guys to have the ball go through the hoop and for them to see it. And then the nice thing about that too, when those guys are scoring, it leads to other guys out more opportunities as well. The game gets easier for them. So it was kind of what I expected, a little bit more offensively last night for us, and feel really good for those two guys. And again, defensively, we were really solid last night.
And I think you're talking about a lot of outside shots that last year you guys really leaned on the outside game, and you guys were hitting threes a lot, and Dylan Ebersole especially was one of your guys that you could count on hitting threes. He'd been a little cold heading this year, and your outside game had been cold in general this year.
Yeah.
So you feel like you got over the hump that way, and then they get things going in the right direction now?
Well, as we know, every game can be different, but right. They scored the ball. That wasn't just from behind the arc. So they were going to the basket. They were getting a little more uncontested looks because of our ball movement has improved, and our player movement with cuts. The one thing that I will say the Jacks did a really good job with, and we made some good, I feel like we made some adjustments with, is they did a really good job of trying to keep the ball on the side, and without letting go of a lot of trade secrets, we made some nice adjustments and put guys in certain situations to take advantage of what they did, and really that helped too. But they were driving the ball last night, and that's a key for Dylan, is not just settle for those jumpers, but get himself to the rim, and then, because he's good at the free throw line too, see the ball go in. And Maddox was good in both spots last night. He didn't just settle for threes, which he hasn't been. He's normally get to the basket first guy, but he played through contact last night, made some of those easy ones, and then which led to everything else. And then he also distributes the ball well too. So I think we had a pretty good balanced effort under them, with other guys chipping in a few points here and there. So that was good to see.
Getting back to 2-2, you gotta exhale a little bit after that, and that makes you feel pretty good. And now you head into a big week of conference play, and you're going to start on the road on Tuesday at Hastings, and then right back at it for a Thursday game at Penfield. A big week for Harbor Creek to see where you're at in the conference in terms of a couple of key games for you.
Yeah, yep, for sure. We got to do what we got to do on the road Tuesday at Hastings, and try to make that a little bit of more of a faster paced game, and speed them up a little bit, and then go from there.
And we talked about that Penfield game is a Thursday game, not Friday, as per usual at Penfield. Should be a good environment. You guys battled last year back and forth throughout the year and shared that conference title. That's got to be something that the guys kind of get excited about and circle those games, those Penfield games, those Marshall games down the road. You don't want to forget about Hastings, and we don't. But those city rivalry games and those rivalries with Marshalls down the road, those are the fun games to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice when you got a big crowd. And also, I know that it's a coaches versus cancer game. So if you come out, if you donate, all that money will go to cancer research. So that's a nice thing that they're doing that'll help, you know, a bigger cause other than just playing basketball on a Thursday night. So, but yeah, I mean, that's something we're looking forward to. I know they have their three guys that are kind of spearheading their efforts right now. And we expected them to kind of be off to a good start as well.
Excited to talk about those games next week when we get back together. Thanks, Coach, for coming in. And we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WPCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WPCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner with you with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Steve Wickman of Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How are we today?
We're doing pretty good. We have Lakeview playing a couple games this week. Play Gull Lake on Tuesday to get things started off, and then you got that first win of the year. That had to be a little bit of relief. You always want to get that first win and get that off your shoulders, right?
Yeah, I think we talked about after the game, get the monkey off your back, you know, a little bit when you're young, experience wise, and you know you haven't won yet. You want to get it sooner than later because you don't want it to snowball. So I thought we played really well against Gull Lake and did a nice job with a couple of their guys who are, you know, their go-to guys. And, you know, our defense is playing very well. And we actually scored some points that night a little bit too. So that was nice to see.
Yeah. In your first two, first two outings, you had less than 40 points, but you put 58 on the board against Gull Lake. And so what was happening there? Why did you see the ball go through the hoop a little bit more?
Well, part of it was just defensive pressure and turning the ball over, you know, and getting some easy looks as opposed to having to scratch and fight for every bucket you get. So I thought, you know, we did a good job with pressuring their guards and not letting them be comfortable in what they wanted to do and getting some steals and some layups and those types of things. And you know, you've watched it as much as I have, that kind of stuff can snowball, you know. And so as it went along, you know, that kind of stuff all kind of settled down. But we had gotten like a 10-point lead, you know, in the fourth quarter at that point, and then we just kind of hung on for dear life.
So what happened there in the end there? Talk us through that a little bit for those who weren't there. You guys did have the lead, and then you kind of held on, and you got the 2-point victory. Any key plays down the stretch to make sure that happened?
Yeah, they missed their last shot.
Okay. That's always good coaching on your part.
Yes, right? That was the key. No, they just a series of events titled How to Lose a Game in the Last 2 Minutes. And I can't remember every one of them in order or anything, but we took a bad shot. We had a turnover or two. We missed some free throws. And then, you know, in the last 2 minutes, it goes from 10 to 6. And then next thing you know, it's a 2-point game. I'm not sure we scored in the last couple minutes, honestly. You know, we had we missed two free throws in a row. One of our better shooters on our team. I'm not going to name names and put him out there, but, you know, just things you wouldn't expect. I mean, we put the ball in his hands on purpose because you think, all right, he's going to step up, knock him down. And, you know, with the game on the line, it's a different story. You can't make that scenario happen in practice, no matter how many times you talk about it and say, all right, you two are competing against each other and the loser runs. Whatever type of scenario you can put in there is not the same as you're up two with 4 seconds to go and you're shooting two free throws to ice the game. That's a different situation. Right. But we did get the stop at on the last possession and got the rebound and got to celebrate a little bit.
Well, talk about how nice that is to struggle in that situation but then still get the win. So that can be a learning situation. Sometimes you learn in a loss, but it's more fun to learn in a win.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, it's a lot more fun to learn in a win. And we talked about that after the game. Like, you know, and when I I said the anatomy of how to throw away a game, we actually, that was what we talked about at the end of in the locker room after the game. Is all right. We're really happy we won. You know, that was a good win. And like you said, we'd rather learn from winning than learn from losing. But those are things that we just can't do. You know, you got to be a little bit smarter than that with one of the shots and then a turnover, and you know, just got to try to hang in there a little bit better than that. And I think being in that situation, you know, will be good for us in the long run. It'll give us the experience of how to maybe pull away at the end instead of hang on.
You guys played better on Tuesday, and I think you rode that momentum a little bit into Friday. You guys, again, put up a nice number on the scoreboard, and were in the game the whole time. You lost 80-68 in a game that went into overtime, and we go back to just exactly what we just said. Unfortunately, it's a loss, but you guys played well in a loss, so there's something to be gained from that in terms of that. A game that goes in overtime and you still lose by double digits, so that's frustrating, but it's good to be in a game the whole time and be seeing better play from your guys. Is that right?
Yeah, I thought we played really well last night. I was not displeased. Obviously, the result's not what we wanted, but we played really well. We ran the floor. We played good defense, but we ran into a shooting machine. Those guys made 12 threes last night, and the majority of them were in the first quarter in the overtime, you know, and so or the first half in the overtime. So, you know, you tip your cap to them a little bit and say, nice job, way to shoot the ball. But at the same time, we gave up too many transition threes, and everything, you know, the 12 points in overtime sounds like, you know, you don't hear that very often. Usually overtime games are a couple points here and there, but so the whole first half, they made a bunch of threes. The whole second half, you know, we got out on them. We kind of shut them down on the three-point line. They missed some, you know. I mean, you're not going to shoot 100% all night. And so that's how we, you know, our defense stepped up and clamped down on that a little bit. And then in overtime, you know, they scored 17 points in 4 minutes. And I think they had, I don't know, three or four threes in that overtime. And so things were bouncing their way. But I was really happy with our guys, and I thought we played really well. It was a pretty tight whistle last night for the whole game, and we lost a lot of guys to foul trouble and things like that. But, you know, throughout the whole thing, nobody lost their composure. We persevered, and we'll be better. We'll be better because of that.
Before we get too far away from it, shout-out to the guys who played well on Tuesday, Nolan Porter and Peyton Newton, each had 13, and Isaiah McFerrin had 10, and those are some guys that hadn't stopped or hadn't popped up in the scoring column quite yet early in the year as much as others. And Owen Davis and Landon Gordon had 15 last night, and Nolan Porter came up again with more 10. So you're getting to see some more guys scoring, a wider range of guys scoring, and that's got to be good to see, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, for the last 2 years, at least 2 years, probably just two, but, you know, we relied on LeBron a lot. You know, and it was a tight game, and it was, all right, here you go. And I was talking with our girls coach on the way home, and it was like the last 2 years we could kind of just hand him the ball and say, go, and then he would create things for other people. And now we've got guys that aren't – they have to do that themselves now, right? And so it's nice to see some different guys step up, and I think we're starting to understand – our roles a little bit better. We're starting to make an extra pass or two here and there to get better shots. Early in the season, I think everybody was kind of, not in a bad way, but everybody was kind of trying to do their own, do it themselves because they knew we were struggling. And so we've spent a lot of time in practice talking about just share the ball, put it on one side, put it back on the other side, you know, and make the defense move instead of just trying to go one-on-one all the time, because that doesn't really work very well in high school basketball. So,
you guys have that game against Kalamazoo Christian you picked up the last couple of years. Again, that budding rivalry there. You're going to play on the road on Tuesday, and then you're back in the league play at Porter Central on Friday. So a big week for you guys, right?
Yeah, and then we also have Parma coming in on Saturday.
Well, so, another three-game week for the Lakeview Spartans.
Big week coming up, yeah.
All right, well, we're excited to talk about more of that next week when we get together. Thanks, Coach, for coming down.
All right, thanks, Bill. Have a great day.
With Coach's Corner next Saturday in WBCK 95.3 FM.